Margaret, you've written a couple of books, I guess, focused on immigration, various aspects of it. Tell us a bit about, first up, how you got started, what led you to this, kind of what's your background that got you to write these books?
Okay, well, I'm a journalist in Tucson, Arizona. I live about 60 miles from the border. That's just, you know, a little over an hour away. So, of course, in Arizona, we're very up on border issues. But it goes way back. I was working full-time at a paper, the Tucson Weekly, then doing investigative reporting on various topics. So the summer of 2000, way back then, 17 years ago, we first started hearing about migrant deaths in the desert. And, you know, that's an issue Arizona has grappled with for ever since. And right now we're up to, I think it's 3,115 bodies found in southern Arizona since the year 2000, which is a lot. Anyway, that was the first summer we first started hearing about it. So I went down to Douglas, Arizona to report on that. And I always say it was a life-changing experience because this is a little border town, southeast corner of Arizona, and I felt like I had walked into an international war zone. There were helicopters overhead. There were border patrol everywhere, patrolling the streets and the surrounding fields, arrests taking place all the time. And I got into the Border Patrol headquarters and jail, and I saw hundreds of people being rounded up and put into jails and then sent back over the border. It was astonishing. And this is, you know, 2 hours from my pleasant, happy home in the United States. And on that visit, I had the opportunity to meet a man who was an Indian, a Maya Indian from the highlands of Guatemala, who had come all the way up from there with his young cousin, just 23 years old. And that day, it was July, and it was Arizona. That's a very hot time. His young cousin, healthy young guy, died in the desert. And that man had hiked in to report to the Border Patrol that his cousin's body was out there. Could have kept on going, but he felt a responsibility to his relative. And so when I interviewed that man, Ishmael, he was age 36, I learned for the first time about the difficult, tragic journeys of migrants and why they come to the U.S. and the obstacles that they meet on the way here. So that was really life-changing for me, and ever since then, I've really wanted to cover immigration.
You writing books now?
That story that I just told you, that's in my first book, The Death of Joceline, which is primarily about the difficult journey across the border. It's also about the impact on southern Arizona of what we like to call the militarization of the border down there. It's like having an occupying army in southern Arizona. We have border patrol everywhere. And the environmental impacts of the border wall and all the border roads that have been built. So I wrote that book. And then my second book, I thought, well, what about all the people who do get to the United States, the 11 million undocumented people that we're talking about so much today, these people who got successfully to the United States and established new lives here. They have children who are U.S. citizens, some of them here for 20, 30 years, and then they might get caught. One false move, you know, people living in fear all that time, they might get caught for, you know, the people that I wrote about in the second book, somebody riding a bicycle at night without a light, somebody not paying her parking tickets. They somehow, so many of them get this brush with the law, and okay, they have their little criminal misdemeanor thing, but then they're here unlawfully, and then they go into ICE, they might go into detention, and then they're very likely going to be deported. So my second book, Detained and Deported, Stories of Immigrant Families Under Fire, is about that phenomenon, those who have been here in the U.S. for a long time and what can happen and how their families can be splintered.
Margaret, you look back, you started this, you know, 15 more or more years ago. Do you look back, has much changed in that period of time? Are the stories the same, the arguments the same, pro and con?
The stories are the same. You know, you still have people coming here desperately for work, like that Guatemalan man that I met, Ishmael, so long ago. He told me he didn't want to come to the United States. He didn't even speak much Spanish. He was a Maya speaker. But he had four little kids. He felt it was his responsibility as a father to come here and do what he could to feed them. But we also now, we've heard so much in the last couple of years about the people fleeing the violence and the drug cartels in Central America. And those people outnumber the Mexican immigrants coming now. And these are the mothers and children we've heard about really fleeing for their lives and asking for asylum when they get here. What's changed for me and what has been surprising to me is the level of rage and hatred against these people that became really very public and vocal in the last 2 years over the course of the presidential campaign. I'm surprised by the I'd have to call it the venom of what we hear, considering these people form a very vulnerable population, and they're very hardworking here in the United States, and they do a lot of really important jobs for us.
Your books and your presentations, I guess, on the idea of we should be accepting of these immigrants, or your presentations more on the line of some of the talk now of they should be deported? Which I guess, if there's an angle to your presentation,
yeah,
in your
well,
books.
If there's an angle, it's the angle of compassion. You remember the old journalism saw, what is it? Afflict the comfortable and comfort the afflicted. To me, that's what journalism is about. And I feel like my job here is not to tell the United States what to do, but to say, this is the actual real life situation. We have a lot of disagreement about immigration now, but we have some pretty harsh laws in place. And I'm saying these are the impacts of real lives, of these real laws on real people. You know, they're going through the only life that they have. Maybe they've lost their children as a result of this, and they're coming here in desperation. So, you know, my impulse is always to show compassion for the people that are afflicted. So I guess that's my point of view. But I try in the books to just sort of lay out that those human stories and the facts behind it. I'm not a policy prescriber. I'm not telling people what to do. You know, I have my own opinions about what might be best, but that's not what I'm trying to do with these books.
As you travel around, Margaret, obviously you're here in Iowa. Mm-hmm. You've probably been in many other places. Do you find a difference of opinion when you do these and get feedback and have discussions with groups like you'll have tonight? Different views, different ways they look at immigration. Obviously, you're from Arizona. They probably view it differently than somebody from Iowa does. Is that a stark right. contrast, or are people?
Well, people are people, you know, and people are kind of left, right, you know, very divided in this country, and it's pretty predictable that in most places you're going to find both points of view. One thing that surprised me, particularly after I wrote my first book about the extraordinary number of deaths, just ordinary people dying in our deserts in Arizona, in the United States, the fact that most people didn't know about that. And, you know, as I followed the presidential campaign over the last 2 years, it astonishes me always that it's never discussed. You know, people just don't know about it. So that's one thing that I have found. Some people in Arizona, certainly people living right along the border, some of them feel the impact of people walking across their land and Border Patrol driving roughshod across their land, and they're the ones, you know, sort of right there in the ground zero. So certainly they have that experience of this whole big migration in a way that the rest of us Americans do not. But otherwise, I would say you get, you know, people very anti-immigrant, people pro-immigrant all around the country.
Margaret, you got two books, and mm-hmm. I don't know when your second one was written, but it seems like looking back, it's been a while. You got is a third one coming out soon?
Well,
are you working on the next? Are you working on the next edition?
I'm not yet, because I'm kind of I was kind of waiting for the presidential election to take place, and now you know it's all coming at us so fast and furiously. I'm trying to figure out what should be the next book in the age of Trump.
Do you enjoy going around doing presentations like you have tonight?
Oh, very much so. Yeah, and all the nuns have been very, very lovely and welcoming to me. I'm looking forward to speaking here tonight.
And this is kind of what you do is now you're kind of out of the journalism business, writing books, traveling around?
Well, no, but actually, I still I'm a freelancer for my paper in Tucson, okay. Tucson Weekly. In fact, I just finished a story on the airplane last night coming here, you know, last minute, the way journalists are. So, yeah, I'm still writing all the time for that paper and a couple of other outlets.